our gamma at 400K is now 6.54, over.
Gamma at 400K.
That's affirmative, and our RET at 0.05G is 0027.
At 0.05G, RET.
Okay, that's affirmative, and the next three numbers are in the blackout block. Begin blackout at 0017, end at 0328, and drogues at 0816, over.
Okay, I got begin blackout at 0017. And blackout at 328, and drogues at 816.
That's affirmative.
Thank you. Activate the second area of apps.
San Houston, let's hold off until EI minus 50, about 6.5 more minutes for the second area of app, over.
Okay, we'll hold off.
San Houston, we'd like to proceed with the VHF check now, and we're configured at the site. If you'll transmit, we'll listen, over.
Roger, we're reading you right now, VHF, and short count follows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roger, you came in way down in the mud, you faded out and came back in.
Roger, you're about three by and down in the mud.
Roger, and I've got a one more number to change on your entry pad. Roger.
10, how do you read?
Okay, reading you loud and clear now, 10.
Okay, you're still down in the mud. Go ahead with that update.
Okay, the next change is on EMS range to go. Should read 12061. Over.
Roger, 12061.
That's affirmed.
Okay, it sounds like you're transmitting on VHF and S-band to Jack. Could you go back to S-band only? Over.
Roger, S-band only. Houston, there's no change in the weather in the landing area, 2500 scattered in 10. Winds are 120 at 10 knots, a 3-foot swell, and we're coming up on our 45-minute check momentarily.
Roger.
John, stand by for a 45-minute check. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Okay, thank you.
Roger.
We need to go for fire alarm to check the RCS.
Okay, Jen, we're go for power arm.
Roger. Barrels, 3, 2, 1, mark.
Stan Houston, both rings look good here.
Roger, they look good to us, too. We're on the line, okay. Tape corners going to rewind. And the sun is setting, just like you said.
And here comes the Earth.
Roger, Dan, and the bats look good.
Roger. It's amazing to see an air glow on the horizon again, over.
Yeah, you guys are a little out of your environment now, aren't you?
Yeah, I didn't see that up there around the moon.
It's a good round one, I'll tell you that.
Checklist, and we're maneuvering to the separation attitude.
Roger, we're watching you.
looks like we might have a primary evap.
That's affirmative, Tim. The primary evap is working.
We're at SEP attitude now. Can we complete the SEP checklist?
Roger, Tim.
I'm calling up program 61.
Roger, 10, program 61. 10, Houston, we'd like to verify that the S-band power amp switch is in low, over.
That's affirmative, it's been in low.
Thank you. Apollo 10, Houston, we'd like to update your landing cue card. You passed 90,000 feet at 0626, over.
Roger, thank you. Do you have a go for power alarm here to separate Miss Finn?
That's affirmative, 10. You are a go for power alarm.
Roger. On set time.
Roger, 10, go ahead.
You will go ahead and separate it about 30 seconds early. At 44:30. RCS transfer to command
module. I think separation was nominal.
Roger, 10, we copy. Roger, 10, we confirm a good SEP.
What happened there was it had started our EMS, and I wonder how to reinitialize that. Should we run all the way through the test pack?
Stand by, we're going to answer for you. Houston, on the EMS situation, best thing to do is to go counterclockwise on your switch back around to test 5, then advance to the next non-exit skip pattern.
Roger.
Reset your range and your V0, and you're ready to go again. Over.
Roger. What I figured. Scribing right now.
Roger, 10, we copy.
Just as we're approaching the entry attitude.
Roger, 10.
Up here in entry attitude is just compensating for a little water boiler, y'all. We have a mark at 5 minutes to RRT, over.
Roger, mark 5 minutes at RRT.
Set up an EMS configuration ready to go, and I believe it's going to work.
Roger, we copy.
And we're in V63. I'm sure you commuted on your disky, and R to go is decreasing, and VI is increasing. Everything looks good, over.
Roger, 10. Apollo 10, we missed your mark at 5 minutes, 4 minutes and 50 seconds coming up. Mark.
Okay.
Apollo 10, Houston, spacecraft and guidance looking real good from here. We'll be attempting to contact you again after blackout at 328, over.
Roger. Orion now.
Negative, not yet. We will be then, however.
Roger. The guidance is coming in. Looks good.
Roger, 10. transmit 10, you're looking good.
Roger.
We've got you on TV.
I see you. This thing is beautiful. It shows a few miles over Houston, 1.7, 1.2 crossroads.
And we're pulling about 3.5 G's now. Rolling right 60 degrees, and we're practically on top of the target. EMS has reached 21 miles to go.
Coming down, looks like I guess we're about 150 K right now.
Roger, 10, we're waiting for you. Houston, you're coming in broken, but we still have you visual, over.
Lights as the helicopters gather for the recovery itself.
reporting. They are in great shape. Show you it's a small world, at least this side of the moon. The recovery chopper is piloted, as we said, by Commander Chuck Smiley. He is 38 from Oklahoma City. The command pilot he is picking up, Tom Stafford, is also 38, also in Oklahoma.
Ship is closing in now. The spacecraft is 3 miles dead ahead.
So
when he hit the water, the ship was 4 miles away.
Passengers who circled the moon has returned to Earth. We have a report, Ron, that they will try to recover the capsule after the recovery of the astronauts from the starboard side, but using the enormous Tilly crane.
Ship now is close to within 2 miles of the spacecraft.
We're 9,000 yards, according to our reading on the bell.
Now the air
the picture of the,
with the title
as much as those crew men in the spacecraft.
Finally.